And welcome back to Radio Free Erin. And for the next 40 minutes, we'll be discussing some Pacifica matters. In particular, a contract that was signed with Democracy Now! And I want to start off with this. And when we do take phone calls, will not be any Amy Goodman bashing on these airways. What we're going to do is stick strictly to the contract that was signed between the Pacifica board and the show Democracy Now! And with us in the studio, we have Steve Brown. As I said at the beginning, he's a 30-year activist within and outside and inside of WBAI. He's on various committees here, and he has had lawyers look at this contract. But maybe you can give us some background on what's going on, Steve.
I'd be glad to do that. Democracy Now! Has been a program of Pacifica's for about 6 years. It's one of the most popular programs on BAI and on the five Pacifica stations. It's reporting hard-hitting news, interviews of often controversial subjects, and it's gotten extraordinary amount of praise from even mainstream media. And its hosts, Amy Goodman, Juan Gonzalez, and others, have been lauded by especially college students and other journalists. During the difficulties we had with the former board and with Utrice Lead, Amy Goodman and the others on Democracy Now! Were harassed, and their life was made very difficult. And at some point, Amy Goodman decided to... let me just backtrack a bit. These Amy Goodman, Juan Gonzalez, these were, I don't know about Juan, but Amy was an employee of Pacifica. She received a salary for hosting the show. And at some point, after various run-ins with Utrice and with Clayton Riley and Jabel Fay and others, Amy packed her bag and set up shop somewhere else, and she courageously and professionally began broadcasting Democracy Now! From a studio outside of WBAI. I suppose this might have been technically illegal, but she was doing it, and the country certainly benefited from it. When the court settlement was reached and the old board was disbanded and new board took over, our people took over, we said, okay, come on back. And now I'm going to give you my interpretation, because I wasn't a fly on the wall of every conversation. But in effect, I believe Amy said, well, I like being out here by myself. I don't want to be an employee anymore. I want to have my own company, and I want to produce my own shows. And we have to have some other basis on which I would come back and host Democracy Now! And do various things specific. And it seemed perfectly reasonable. Amy is a very valuable asset to Pacifica, one of certainly the best journalists, I think, practicing in America today. And so the national board asked Leslie Kagan, chairperson, and Dan Coughlin, the executive director, to look into making Amy happy, seeing on what basis we could all go forward together again, as before. And this was in early February, and I speak for myself and probably the members of the board themselves. Nobody thought about it much until the recent meeting on June 21st in Berkeley, when Leslie announced, to everyone's surprise, that she had not only negotiated a contract with Amy Goodman, but she had signed it. I know I went to the microphone myself asking in amazement, this is probably the most important contract, and I'll explain how, to Pacifica in its history. And no one on the board, which she signed it for, had even read it by the time she signed it. No listener had known anything about it. None of the labs had known anything about it. So Leslie explained a few points and said it was a really great contract, and I'm sure she believed that, and because I know Leslie wants what's best for Pacifica. But nobody had a copy of the contract, and for many days after that meeting, nobody had a contract. I finally got a bootleg copy of the contract, and I fell over, because I have many, many years' experience in media and contracts and fundraising and legal situations of this kind. And my analysis of the contract was that it would probably kill Pacifica in 24 months. And I will explain how. What happened was that the contract, and I don't know who demanded what, or as I say, nobody knows what went on in the contract negotiations because nobody is talking. But my understanding was that Amy's conditions for coming back, for hosting Democracy Now and continuing to fundraise for Pacifica during its drives, which she does very well, be that we give her Democracy Now, the Pacifica program, its trademark, its registered trademark, which is nationally known, plus all the Pacifica, all the Democracy Now archives, not only going forward, but the 6 years that Pacifica paid for and produced, and which we sell and is a very large source of income. In addition, she wanted the ability to be able to fundraise for her new company, which would be called Democracy Now, over Pacifica's own airwaves, amongst Pacifica's own donors. Further, she wanted to have our own mailing list of donors and subscribers, to which she could also fundraise for her own private company without restriction, maybe every day of the year, every hour, even maybe during the time we were having our own fundraising drives. Now, I'm not saying she would have done this, but a contract is a contract. Now, there are other issues. In addition, we would own no rights to any programs that she produced called Democracy Now, but we would be required to pay the full cost of their production, about $500,000 a year. And in addition, our affiliates, of which we have very few now because most of them left during the reign of the bad guys, would be able to get Democracy Now from us, but they would also be able to get it from Amy's company. And she would have the right to bring new affiliates in herself, in which case she would get half or more of the money that they usually pay for it. So I asked, what is there in this for Pacifica? And I was told by Leslie that, well, Amy will be on the air. I said, well, Amy was on the air before. Well, she wants her independence. Well, there are other ways of allowing Amy to have her independence, which she's certainly entitled to. But Democracy Now is a program that has cost Pacifica listeners, since we paid for it every year, probably $3 million since it started. But that's only the actual quantifiable costs. There are also the investment we made in airtime. Amy, who was a very good reporter, would not be Amy with quotes around it unless she had 6 years of exposure, 5 days a week, 2 or 3 hours or more a day in the five largest media centers of America, New York, San Francisco, Houston, Washington, D.C., L.A. That the cost of that airtime has been put by various people as low as $6 million and as high as $15 million. So here you have an asset of Pacifica's that's worth many millions of dollars, and it's a program that was developed as Pacifica's bridge to a very, very large presence in the media world. We were going to gather around this affiliates, which we hope, because we had five very high power stations, we could lead a network of hundreds and maybe thousands of public radio stations, community radio stations that would have a very powerful voice that political parties and corporate interests would have to pay attention to. And now that's going to stop, because Democracy Now, which would be the name of Amy's new company, will be fundraising on its own. And this is what the affiliates want. They want that program. And the contract doesn't even allow us to bundle Democracy Now with some of our programs so that we could ask other stations to see what else we had, because the contract says we can't do that. We have to offer it standalone. So it's a real problem. And with Amy being able to fundraise among our own donors in the name of Democracy Now, which listeners won't even know is not connected with Pacifica anymore, she will raise money. And then when Pacifica comes calling on its donors for money, they say, well, we already gave to Amy. even those listeners who do know will be forced to split their donation. People don't have unlimited funds. I mean, not like people like John who have money to burn.
Oh, yeah.
But if you have $100, you can say, well, I'll give half to Pacifica and half to Amy. Well, Pacifica's income has just been cut in half. We can't even make it now. That would be a terrible thing. It's just not a good situation. And originally, members of the board said, well, there's nothing we can do about it. It's signed. It's a done deal. Move on. And there are several people who said, no, we're not moving on. It's not legally binding. And even if it is, we're going to be out in the streets and we're going to stop it because it'll mean death of Pacifica. Well, lawyers examined it. And in the intervening time, the lists got copies of the contract, and lawyers started, who were in the audience, started saying, this is outrageous. It can't be done. And now there are hundreds, thousands of people asking that the contract be renegotiated as a result of listener pressure, nothing else. Leslie approached Amy, and I know Carol Spooner approached Amy, and Amy said, well, she's willing to revisit this. And they're talking. Now, I don't know exactly what this means, but I hope that the listeners will be privy to these discussions, because a cosmetic change is not going to make much difference. This is very serious.
Steve, well, I actually agree with you. I've spent most of the... I didn't know about this. I mean, don't actually go in the good light. This is this web thing, discussion board on BAI.
Yeah, it's also on the regular list,
right,
too.
Yeah. I'm saying I could have if I'd been more diligent, but I have spent the last day really trying to read all the stuff for myself. And let me just present some of the arguments that I wish someone here was here from the board, someone who, you know, believed in it. But they say, first of all, that we're paying about $500,000, that Amy is apparently on track to raise about $2 million this year. The rationale she presents is that having been put off the air once and using Democracy Now to build a campaign to reclaim Pacifica, that she doesn't want to take that risk again. That it's a fallback position for us. That Democracy Now is out there, that if God help us, there were another coup, Democracy Now would not be put off the air and could lead a charge. Those are arguments that they make, and I think that they need to be taken seriously. Again, I wish someone from the board were here to discuss that, but those things that people should be aware of.
Well, those are interesting arguments. Let me say at the outset that the argument is 1,000% wrong. It sounds convincing, but here's the fact of the matter. Right now, Pacifica has, as its controlling board, people who we know who have devoted themselves to progressive work and who are devoted to preserving the Pacifica mission. There are also 100,000 active and very passionate listeners throughout the five signal areas who are soon going to be voting in elections. And we are now going to have bylaws that bring listeners in for the first time to make sure that even our wonderful board, whatever its composition happens to be, cannot do anything without the consent of the labs, the listeners. In other words, it's going to be a big democracy. Amy's claim is that her new company, which will have a tiny board of directors... Nobody knows who they are, by the way, except that the Ford Foundation is one of her backers. George Soros is said to be one of her backers. A lot of mainstream Democrat Party influence foundations are helping her, and rightly so. These are not bad people. But I don't think that a small corporation, which Amy might leave at any time, she might get hit by a truck, God forbid. Leslie says, well, we don't know who's going to be in control of Pacifica 2 to 5 years down the road. Well, that's true, but I surely don't even know who's in control of Amy's company right now.
Yeah, well, Steve, one of my problems about what's going on with Amy Goodman, she's far more valuable within Pacifica because if she's on the outside, she cannot fight. One of the main reasons that the things went as well as they did after the 13 months is because of what happened to Amy. As a Pacifica employee and the fight that she took within Pacifica, and I think if things do change, Amy being an independent contractor will not carry the same weight. And even if there is another coup, she'll be put off the air. The people come in and they say, no, we're no longer going to carry Democracy Now. So I would much rather have her on the inside of Pacifica fighting within the Pacifica Foundation than being a separate entity, because that's where her value lies, within Pacifica, not on the outside of it.
Well, that's true, but Amy has a right to be whoever she wants to be. And there's nothing wrong with that. It can work to everyone's advantage. There's no reason why, and I hope this offer was made, there's no reason why Amy can't continue to host Pacifica-owned Democracy Now! On a fee-for-services basis, whatever she thinks she's worth. She can negotiate a contract for that. We'd be happy to do that. And she could still have our independent company. She could sell us additional programs. No reason why not. But I think it's very odd that Pacifica should be asked to pay millions of dollars over the life of the contract, $3-4 million, not to mention the loss of revenue from the various things, for a program that we have no rights to. Now, when Pacifica or even Amy leases or rents Democracy Now! To an affiliate, what do they charge? $50, $100, $500? Well, Pacifica is paying $500,000 a year for that, but everybody else is paying pennies. Now, it's true that Amy is a very good fundraiser. I don't know that Amy ever said to Leslie, if you don't give me what I want, I'm never going to raise another dollar for WBAI or Pacifica or KPFK again. I wasn't there. I doubt that she would do it. Amy wants Pacifica to succeed as much as anyone. I just think that both Leslie, who negotiated for us, and Amy are mistaken in how we can satisfy both parties. Now, it was said by several lawyers who looked over the contract that although Amy had a top team of entertainment and media lawyers and advisors who worked for Fortune 500 companies, we didn't have anyone constantly there to advise our people, who walked in as if this was a group of friends and we were just going to talk over things and we'd all shake hands and walk away. That's not the way business contracts work. And Pacifica, although it is nonprofit, is a business. And it has to operate by those rules and procedures, because, by God, we're going to be held to them by anybody who we sign a contract with. And Amy's side was very knowledgeable and drove the bargain that they wanted, which they were entitled to. But we were entitled to have some business savvy and some understanding of the consequences of the contract on our side, which we did not.
Yeah, when I first heard of it, I heard from John, and the first thing that came to my mind was, being in baseball season, of Babe Ruth when he left the Yankees. If Babe had taken the name Yankees with him, this to me would be the same analogy.
That's correct.
You know, this can't be done. There's also something in the thing about raiding and taking people away from BAI, too, right?
That's correct.
That to me is very disturbing.
All right, you're listening to WBAI, and we have 20 minutes here, and we might want to take some phone calls at 212-209-2900. No personality bashing here at WBAI. Stick to what you think about the contract, and if you support the contract, please call in and give us what you think should be done or you think it's good. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi, good afternoon. Thanks for having the show on. I appreciate it. What do you call it? I want to address the listeners, since I'm a listener. I follow this a little bit, and you can get, Amy wrote a letter to everyone, and it's at WBAI.net, and you can get her point of view, because, you know, these other points of view are being given, and you can find her point of view if you just go there. Lastly, to remedy this situation is very easy. The board should just pass a proposal that any expenditures greater than $40,000 has to be ratified by the whole board. I didn't hear anybody say anything about how this will not happen again. That's all I have to say. Thanks.
Listen, we thank you. We have a full switchboard, which is it's typical of what's been going on the internet and all around, that people do care about what's going on. BAI, you're on the air.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. And I I would just say that I was one of those people, that one of those persons who was involved in trying to save the radio station during the coup period. And to find this out now is very frustrating, I must say. Very disappointed that that this kind of thing would occur. Now, the reason I say that is because what I consider the radio station and people who I really think is a left radio station, a station that's ideologically expressing certain ideas, and that the main idea that it's expressing is community. Community is the way that we have to build a real society. We can't have a society when we're all isolated and separated from each other. I'm really disappointed that Amy would not want to stay with the community of Pacifica and give her contribution, and let other people who are at the radio station give their contribution. And we're in one community. We're striving to build a certain type of world, that's much more egalitarian. And this sounds like a neoliberal move on the part of Amy to do this, and I'm just so disappointed. I will certainly let Amy know. If there is another side to this that Amy's position needs to be expressed more clearly, which I'm not sure what it could be, but if there is, then let's hear it. I'm really upset. I really am.
And listen, we thank you. One of the big differences now is we're allowed to discuss it here on the airways and have the listeners call in on it. And we're going to try and take as many phone calls as we can. Try to be short and to the point. BAR, you're on the air. Hello? BAR? Going back to that, Eliza. BAR, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, John. Hi, fellas. This is Jeff Gordon. How are you all doing today? I wanted to say, first of all, that I am a new producer on BAI with an arts program every Tuesday. And looking at...
What time on Tuesday?
Tuesday from 2 to 3 p.m., and okay. I thank you for that, John, and it is wonderful. Now, I have a question. Put aside the personalities, cast of characters, etc. BAI is a treasure of archive. I am having continuing discussion with those in charge of the art programming about making this treasury of archive available to the public, which can also benefit the station financially. The thing that I read in the contract, which troubled me perhaps more than anything else, because I'm not as knowledgeable of the financial side, and I admit that, is the idea, and Steve, maybe you can elaborate on this, am I to understand that all these programs of the past years do not anymore belong to Pacifica?
Well, that's what the contract said. There's a question about whether this contract is going to be binding. There are a very large number of legal problems with it, but nobody wants to get into an argument or a lawsuit. But
right.
Yes,
it would seem to me, and gentlemen, and I'll let you go because I know you have a full switchboard. It would seem to me that if a producer or host is privileged enough to have a program on WBAI, then there should be either understanding verbal or on paper that says that in fact WBAI and or Pacifica is the owner of that material, and that if at such time those archives be released in any form, CD, cassette, etc., that the producer or host may share in that. But I was very troubled about that. It seemed to me that the head of the Pacific Foundation, maybe with all good intentions, gave away something that keeps us priceless. And so I'll let you address that. I'm going to go, and I will speak to you fellas soon, and thank you for all you're doing.
Well, I gather you are not in favor of Richard Nixon taking away all his private papers and classifying them for 100 years, or Giuliani taking his papers and classifying, or George Bush suddenly classifying his father's papers, and when he leaves will classify his own for his own purpose. He will write his own books, and he will make several million dollars selling them. I'm not saying that Amy is in this for the money. She's not. Amy, in her 6 years with Democracy Now!, has become a star, and she deserves it. Walter Cronkite was a star. Ted Koppel is a star. They don't deserve it. But they are famous because they got the exposure and the airtime. Without the airtime, they would be nothing. And Amy can go almost anywhere and do good work, and she should be free to make the most of her deserved fame. But that can happen without crippling Pacifica, and that is what I would like to see come out of new contract negotiations.
You're listening to WBAI, and we have probably about 10 more minutes for phone calls at 212-209-2900. WBAI, you're on the air.
All due respect to our new colleague, Jeff Gordon, the difference between our turning over our archival rights to Pacifica, the unpaid producers, which is almost all of us, is that we don't get $400,000 a year from Pacifica. In the case of this contract, I am rather curious to know whether the archives or rights in perpetuity that appear to be given over to Amy, except for cassette tape rights, is that my understanding? Am I correct here?
I think
that Pacifica will have the right to cassette reproduction of Old Democracy Now, which is an archaic technology.
Says something about for personal use. I'm not exactly sure. The lawyer would have to tell you. But another interesting part of the contract is that the Democracy Now! Programs we will buy from Amy, we have the right to broadcast only once, or for one day. And after that, we cannot broadcast them anymore. But, of course, Amy can broadcast them as often as she wants and lease them out to other stations as often as she wants, even though we have paid for them.
Well, let's just add in there, apropos of Jeff Gordon's remarks, that it does set a tremendous precedent for all of us becoming independent or wildcat producers. It certainly seems to suggest we all should have this, and we all should be paid by Pacifica. Anyway, that's enough on that.
I know
more
that you
later, huh?
I know that you said wildcat producers because cat is seems to be your favorite animal.
Perhaps I can't get that off of my mind.
But yeah, someone made the point that what if, and this is impossible, of course, all the producers of WBAI could get in a room together and actually talk with one another and form the WBAI Producers Cooperative and say, okay, WBAI Pacifica, we're now going to negotiate with you. Give us $1 million a year and maybe we'll come in and talk on your radio.
WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi. I want to say that during the coup, I was out there demonstrating in front of the station several times with picket signs saying, you know, hands off Amy and Democracy Now!, safe workplace, and so on. But this contract is totally upsetting. It seems that the main duty of the board of directors and the executive director, which is the fiduciary duty, meaning to protect the organization above all else, they were just absolutely asleep at the wheel. They just let her write her own ticket without thinking of protecting the foundation. The most alarming thing I found out at the lab meeting when Leslie rather sheepishly gave her report was that by the end of the year, Democracy Now! Incorporated will have 80% of our mailing list. And I can tell you, as an activist who's been on many boards and involved in many swaps of mailing lists, you never give away any names on your mailing list. If you swap it, it's done in a way that there is no disclosure or copies being handed over, because someone else can milk your list, you know, down to nothing, and then you can't use it for much anymore. To actually hand over on a computer disk the names, that's crazy. Nobody does that.
The contract even says, to add insult to injury, that we have to even update it at least twice a year so that you will always have a fresh copy of our latest, biggest donors to solicit money from.
Well, I agree with that. There is one other point. First of all, we should explain what an affiliate is. An affiliate is a station which is not part of the Pacifica Network but broadcasts some of our shows. One of the arguments Amy makes is that right now, Pacifica does not have the ability to reach out, find new affiliates. That's something she wants to do. She's actively trying to bring them into Pacifica. Now, it's true, for the first year, and 1 year only, she gets half of what they pay. After that, everything they pay goes straight to Pacifica. If that happens, it's a great gain to Pacifica. Affiliates are one of the things, the only way that we can more people. One of the most important ones, not the only, but one of the most important, that new people can hear our voice. Certainly the only way it gets into new areas of the country. So to the extent that that happens, it would be a huge gain for Pacifica.
I think that you're not quite reading the contract correctly. The affiliates, if all they want is Democracy Now!, they can go call up Amy and say, okay, give us Democracy Now!, here's your fee. She may or may not split that with Pacifica. I don't know what the details are. But they never have to be with Pacifica. And I suspect that now the fact that we own five high-powered big-city radio stations may not be so important anymore. Technology is moving along. It's changing. There's satellite. There are all sorts of low-frequency radios. There are the Internet. And the Democracy Now! Is supposed to be our bridge into the new technology, a new formation of different kinds of networks. My reading will be that in a relatively short time, Pacifica will be a backwash. It will have no income because it will be going to Amy's very glamorous new production company, which will have the affiliates around it. In effect, Amy's program and her company called Democracy Now! Will form the nucleus, so it will be a new network. Now, I'm not unhappy about more progressive networks being formed. I just don't want to see them formed at the expense of Pacifica and with Pacifica's money, which the listeners pay for.
All right, we have about 3 minutes left, and as I said, I don't have to give out the phone number here because it's a full switchboard. BAI, you're on the air. Try to be short so we can get a couple of calls and go.
Yes, thank you. I am a supporter of WBAI financially to some personal sacrifice. I want to say I heard some of the board meeting, and I was in my car. I pulled over. I was appalled. I thought it was another instance of the feminization of white supremacy, and I deplore that Utrecht Lead is demonized because African American women are oppressed, and European American women have not proved to be our sisters in the struggle. So I thank you for taking my call.
Okay, thank you for that call. Let's say we got about 3 more minutes and a full switchboard. BAI, you're on the air. You're on the air. As I say, we'll have to go to another phone call. BAI, you're on the air.
Hello, WBAI. This is Curly S.
Yeah.
How are you all? I just am not feeling... I'm feeling differently than I'm hearing expressed over here. I'm feeling loyal to Amy. I'm going to walk toward the radio and turn it off for a moment.
All right, you're listening. If you want more information about what's going on, go to WBAI.net. And you'll be able to see the contract and other things.
What I'm saying now is not based on having read the contract. I'll tell you that right up front. But I'm conceiving this whole thing very differently. I feel that WBAI is, at bottom, an artistic creation created by artists who... It's counterintuitive for me to say that Democracy Now! Belongs to Pacifica when it is Amy Goodman. Amy Goodman is Democracy Now!, and Democracy Now! Is Amy Goodman. She has a staff that helps her, and she has all along, and I don't believe that she shortchanges them. I don't hear them complaining. I haven't as yet heard them complain. But if you take her out, they're not going to be demanding Democracy Now! I feel more like Pacifica's a parent. And this is our baby, and I'm so proud that we gave birth to this. And frankly, it's not even Pacifica, it's WBAI. Because I listened the whole time that Democracy Now! Developed out of Amy's mind. Jose Santiago tempered it. Bernard White tempered it. It's a creation of WBAI. At that time, Pacifica was not a partner in creating it. Pacifica was keeping going five stations. There was some standoffishness and hostility then. Perhaps that's because the whole coup thing was building up, but I don't feel that Pacifica has been hand-in-hand a partner with BAI until now. Now is the first time I felt that possibility. So I, as a listener, as a person who's listened to Amy do this incredible, she might be the best journalist that we have now. She's like I.F. Stone's niece. The woman is incredible. She stood in the palace in Haiti telling him, look, you know, the people of Haiti are having a problem with police brutality. And the functionary under Avril or whoever it was says, well, let them complain. And Amy Goodman stood in the presidential palace and said, well, hell, man, you mean you want the people of Haiti come in and complain to the Tonton Macoute about the Tonton Macoute? And you're thinking, Amy, you're going to get killed. I mean, what I'm saying is that artists deserve some of their artistry. It's counterintuitive for me to think that it's not to Amy, that All Mixed Up is not Peter, that Radio for Aaron is not you. I know it's a collective, but it's you, honey.
All right. But listen, we're still with WBAI, and we want to state, and leaving on that note, that Amy has been very good, too, in covering the Irish issue. Anytime we've called her up to get people to go on, from Amy McCann, she played the tape of one of the lawyers that was killed, Rosemary Nelson, on the show. And my point has always been, I want Amy in Pacifica fighting, because that's where her value lies, within the foundation, fighting tooth and nail with everything that's going on. And I know it hasn't been easy for her, for that 13 months, and that's why she's taken the road she's taken, but she still should be within Pacifica, fighting with the rest of us that are inside Pacifica, and making Pacifica a better place to work. I know she had the bad working conditions, but I want her in there fighting to get better working conditions for all of us. This has been Radio Free Erin, and we've had the opportunity to discuss what was going on with a contract that was signed by the Pacifica Board, and hopefully you'll be hearing more of that, and it's of great value that people can call in and talk about it, and I think that's one of the benefits from the 13 months, that we can talk about it. There's meetings up here at the station. There's the internet. You can get involved. Remember, Pier Party tomorrow, 2 to 8 o'clock. From on 23rd Street, just off the West Side Highway. I will be out there. See you then.
This is a prisoner shout out.